Icebergs by Fiona Bayrock. Table of Contents. Introduction, page 2. Iceberg Beginnings, page 3. Making an Iceberg, page 4. Above Water, Below Water, page 6. Iceberg Sizes, page 7. Changing Shapes of Icebergs, page 8. Iceberg Colors, page 10. Icebergs on the Move, page 12. Iceberg Alert, page 14. Keeping Safe from Icebergs, page 16. Conclusion, page 18. Index, page 20. Introduction. A plane flies over the Atlantic Ocean near the island of Newfoundland. It's the International Ice Patrol. The crew makes charts to show where the icebergs are. Ships use the charts to plan safe routes around dangerous iceberg areas. Read about the amazing icebergs that visit Canada's east coast each year.
Look at the photograph at the top right of this page. The caption reads,
"An ice patrol crew member keeps an eye out for icebergs from the air." Iceberg Beginnings. Most icebergs that travel to the waters of Newfoundland come from Greenland.
Let's look at the map below. The caption reads,
"Ice covers most of Greenland."
The map shows where Canada's east coast is located, and also shows which areas in and around it are covered in ice. The places on the map that are colored green are
Greenland, Denmark, Alaska, USA, USA.
Greenland is a part of the country of Denmark. Alaska is a part of the United States of America. The large country colored orange is
Canada.
One Canadian territory and one Canadian province are labeled on the map. They are
Nunavut, Newfoundland and Labrador.
There are also three Canadian Arctic islands labeled on the map. They are
Ellesmere Island, Devon Island, Baffin Island.
At the left side of the map is a legend. It shows the two types of ice coverings that can be seen on the map. The first type is labeled
ice sheet.
The second type is labeled
ice cap.
Beneath the map is a section of text called a sidebar. Where you see this iceberg picture, the text below gives extra information about icebergs. The sidebar beneath the map reads,
"Icebergs form on the coast of Greenland, Alaska, Siberia, and Canadian Arctic islands such as Baffin, Ellesmere, and Devon. They also form on Antarctica in the southern hemisphere." Making an iceberg. In Greenland, most of the snow that falls never melts. New snow piles up on top of old snow. The weight of the snow on the top pushes down on the snow underneath. After many years, the snow underneath changes into ice. The ice is more than 3 kilometers thick in some places. The ice at the bottom is thousands of years old. The ice is so heavy that it flows like a very thick liquid. This moving ice is called a glacier. Slowly, glaciers move down slopes and valleys. When a glacier reaches the ocean, it continues flowing out into the water. Pieces of glacier ice break off and float away. This is called calving. The big pieces are icebergs.
Look at the large photograph below. The caption reads,
"Sea ice is frozen salt water, but iceberg ice is freshwater ice because it is made from fallen snow."
Now look at the smaller photograph on page 5. The caption reads,
"You can tell this iceberg has recently calved because it has rough, sharp edges." Above water, below water. When you see an iceberg floating in the water, you are actually seeing only a small part of it. Most of the iceberg is underwater. there is 7 times as much ice under the water as there is above.
Look at the sidebar below. It reads,
"When water freezes and becomes ice, it expands. This means that ice isn't as dense as water, so ice floats in water. But the difference is small. That's why only a small part of an iceberg sticks up above the water."
Now look at the photograph. Its caption reads,
"Look at how much more of this iceberg is under the water than above." Iceberg sizes. Icebergs are pieces of floating glacier ice that are larger than a house. Pieces about the size of a car are called bergy bits. Smaller pieces, about the size of a dinner table, are called growlers.
Let's look at the chart. It is titled,
"How Big Above Water?"
The chart has 3 rows. They are labeled
iceberg, bergy bit, growler.
The chart also has 2 columns. The images in the right-hand column are labeled
smallest to largest.
The images in the right-hand column show how large each type of iceberg piece is by comparing it to everyday objects. The image on the left shows the smallest thing it could be compared to. The image on the right shows the largest thing it could be compared to. Now let's read the sidebar.
Floating ice smaller than a growler is called brash ice. Ice created when the surface of the ocean freezes is called sea ice. Changing shapes of icebergs. Icebergs may be tall or short, round or square, flat or bumpy. They also change shape as they melt or are worn away by wind and waves. No 2 icebergs are exactly the same, but here are 6 common shapes.
Let's look at the images on these 2 pages. The photograph near the middle of page 8 has a caption that reads,
"Tabular. This iceberg is flat like a table. It has a large flat top that is more than 5 times longer than the iceberg is tall."
The photograph at the bottom of page 8 has a caption that reads,
"Domed. This iceberg has a rounded, dome-shaped top."
The photograph at the top of page 9 has a caption that reads,
"Wedge. This iceberg slopes like a wedge. One side is higher than the other."
The photograph beneath that one, showing an iceberg with a very pointy top, has a caption that reads,
"Pinnacle or castle. This iceberg has 1 or more tall, pointy peaks that look like towers or pyramids."
Beneath that is a photograph of a squarish iceberg. Its caption reads,
"Blocky. This iceberg has steep sides and a small, flat top."
The photograph at the bottom of page 9 has a caption that reads,
"Dry dock. This iceberg is U-shaped, with the middle partly worn away. It looks like 2 icebergs floating close together." Iceberg colors. From far away, most icebergs look white. That's because of the many tiny air bubbles inside them. The air was trapped in the snow and then squeezed inside the layers of ice as they formed. Up close, icebergs often look blue because some ice has no bubbles. This ice looks blue. It is made when snow or ice melts and freezes again. Old ice from deep in a glacier also looks blue because the ice above has squeezed the bubbles out.
Look at the sidebar on page 10. It reads,
"Pop, pop, pop, snap." When air explodes out from a melting iceberg, it makes fizzing sounds.
Now look at the photograph at the bottom of page 10. Its caption reads,
"This is a close-up look at an iceberg. Like fingerprints, every iceberg is a little different."
There is also a sidebar on page 11. It reads,
"Icebergs hold many secrets for us to explore. Air and dust trapped inside icebergs can be thousands of years old. What can icebergs tell us about what Earth was like long ago? Scientists are trying to find out."
The photograph on page 11 shows the stripes in an iceberg. Its caption reads,
Each time the top layer of snow on a glacier melts a little in the sun and then refreezes, it makes a thin blue stripe. Icebergs on the move. Each year, as many as 40,000 icebergs calve from the glaciers of western Greenland. Ocean currents carry them north. They travel around Baffin Bay and then head south toward Iceberg Alley, off the east coast of Newfoundland. Most icebergs never make it all the way to Newfoundland. They break apart, melt, or run aground on rugged coasts. But most years, about 400 to 500 icebergs do reach Newfoundland. The trip can take 2 to 3 years. Once they get that far south, most icebergs only survive for a few more months. They melt quickly in the warmer water.
Look at the map on page 12. Its caption reads,
Iceberg Alley is a strip of water about 400 kilometers off the shore of Newfoundland. During iceberg season, thousands of icebergs, bergybits, and growlers collect there because it is where ocean currents meet.
This map shows most of the same places that the first map showed, but it also shows bodies of water and ocean currents. The large area of ocean is labeled
Atlantic Ocean.
Between Canada and Denmark, there are two bodies of water, labeled
Baffin Bay, Davis Strait.
There are three ocean currents in this area, all marked in white. They are labeled
West Greenland Current, Baffin Island Current, Labrador Current.
The ocean current marked in yellow is labeled
North Atlantic Current.
The strip of water off the shore of Newfoundland is labeled
Iceberg Alley.
Now look at the photograph on page 13. Its caption reads,
May to June is iceberg season in Newfoundland. Imagine waking up and seeing this iceberg out your window. Iceberg alert! Iceberg areas are dangerous places for ships and oil rigs, especially at night or when it's foggy. Even a growler can easily bend, crumple, or poke a hole in the side of a ship if the ship is traveling fast enough. Simply coming close to an iceberg can be dangerous. Icebergs wear away faster under the water than above. When the top of an iceberg becomes heavier than the bottom, the iceberg can suddenly flip upside down. This creates powerful waves that could sink a boat.
Look at the photograph on page 14. Its caption reads,
In 1912, a medium-sized iceberg scraped past the steamship Titanic. It tore big holes in the ship's metal hull. The ship sank in less than 3 hours.
Look at the photograph on page 15. Its caption reads,
Surprise! The largest icebergs aren't always the most dangerous. Growlers and bergybits sit low in the water, so they're difficult to see from far away. Sometimes ships can't spot them until it's too late to avoid them. Keeping safe from icebergs. The North Atlantic Ocean is a much safer place since the International Ice Patrol began charting icebergs. Ships can now plan the safest routes around icebergs. Oil platforms have warning of approaching icebergs. Boats can push growlers out of the way with powerful water hoses and can tow icebergs onto a different path. Some oil rigs can move out of the way of large icebergs if they have enough warning. The trick to keeping safe is to stay far away from icebergs.
Look at the photograph on page 16. Its caption reads,
The Hibernia oil platform is 300 kilometers southeast of St. John's, Newfoundland. Its underwater base is surrounded by a concrete wall that is 1.4 meters thick. Scientists think it will protect Hibernia from icebergs as big as 6 million tons.
Now look at the top photograph on page 17. Its caption reads,
Ship crew members use ropes to lasso an iceberg like a cowboy lassoes a cow. The ropes are 20 centimeters thick. That's as big around as a dinner plate.
The photograph at the bottom of page 17 has a caption that reads,
A tugboat tows an iceberg away from a possible collision with an oil drilling platform. Conclusion. Thanks to scientists, computers, and ice patrols, people are safer around icebergs than ever before. But there is still more for people to learn about the icebergs that visit Canada's east coast each year. Icebergs remain dangerous, mysterious, and beautiful. Index.
Let's read the index. The index is a list of things that are mentioned in the book, along with the page numbers where they can be found. The index is in alphabetical order.
Age of Icebergs, page 4. Air in Icebergs, pages 10, 11. Brash Ice, page 7. Bergy Bit, pages 7, 12, 15. Calving of Icebergs, pages 4, 5, 12. Color of Icebergs, pages 10, 11. Density of Icebergs, page 6. Glacier, pages 4, 5, 12. Greenland, pages 3, 4, 12. Growler, pages 7, 12, 14, 15, 16. Iceberg Alley, page 12. International Ice Patrol, pages 2, 16, 18. Melting of Icebergs, pages 8, 10, 11, 13. Movement of Icebergs, pages 5, 12, 13, 17. Numbers of Icebergs, pages 12, 13. Safety, pages 2, 14 to 17. Sea Ice, page 7. Shape of Icebergs, pages 5, 8 to 9. Size of Icebergs, pages 4, 6, 7. Sound of Icebergs, page 10.